In your Bibles tonight, the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel in chapter 12 again. We're getting close to finishing up this 12th chapter, but not this evening. Let's read verses 21 through verse 28, the end of the chapter, again this evening. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision faileth? Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain vision, nor flattering divinations within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and will perform it, saith the Lord God. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The visions that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are far off. Therefore say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, There shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. We have looked and just finished up last week with the idea and thought of the word of the Lord was disbelieved. It was not believed. That was evident when we read verse 24 there. But there were, as is evident from verse 24, some that totally disbelieved. They didn't believe anything of it, of the word of the Lord. And then there were others that we might say, well, they believed it, but they were discrediting it as far as it being in their day and time. That was for many days to come. Which, in effect, was unbelief. Was disbelief. We have those scoffers today. We said last week that their disbelief was declared openly. I mean, it was a proverb. It was a proverb in the land. What a shame. And like in the days of Israel, so the disbelief of the word of the Lord today is declared openly. Openly in the land. And it's getting more pronounced and more pronounced and more pronounced. And it would seem as though the people of God, the churches of the Lord, are content to sit back and say nothing. And do not. And that ought not to be on our part. The more we see this come to pass, the more that we ought to be in the streets and declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord. Their disbelief was encouraged. It was encouraged favorably, and it was encouraged by the false prophets that were proclaiming falsehood. They were proclaiming false visions, which they see, false prophecy of sort. But tonight we want to consider the thought, the word of the Lord vindicated. The word of the Lord vindicated. The word of the Lord proved to be true. It continues to be proclaimed in verse 23. Tell them therefore, the word of the Lord in verse 21 came to Ezekiel saying, and verse 23 says, tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God. You see it continuing to be proclaimed, supposed to be proclaimed from the mouth of Ezekiel. Men had proclaimed it beforehand. Isaiah had been sent and proclaimed the word of the Lord. Jeremiah, who overlapped Ezekiel, proclaimed the word of the Lord. We have the word of the Lord coming to Jeremiah in the days of Josiah, a good king. But his sons were evil and wicked kings. So it continues to be proclaimed, the word of the Lord, even though they disbelieved it, continues to come forth from the mouth of the man of God. The people of Jerusalem and the captives which Ezekiel was with disbelieved it. They derided it. They mocked it. They ridiculed it. And they even tried to silence the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah. Especially in the streets of Jerusalem, those who lived there and were there tried to silence Jeremiah. But God continued to speak his word, even in Jeremiah. As we read through the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah prophesied the word of the Lord. False prophets rose up, tried to discredit him and the word which he spoke from of the mouth of the Lord. And the word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah again after that and tells him to write in the book. And Barak is enlisted to write in the book. And they take the book and they burn it. And the Lord, word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah again and tells him to write in the book again. You see. So God continues to speak not only by the mouth of Jeremiah, but as we see here in our text, he continues to speak by the mouth of Ezekiel as well. He says, tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God. And in verse 25 again, he says, I am the Lord. I will speak. And yet again in verse 28, he says, therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. The word of the Lord lives on. The word of the Lord speaks on. Amen. You see, Just because men don't believe it, just because men try to ridicule it and mock it, the word of the Lord continues on. God speaks again and again to the unbelieving, to the rebellious. Look with me back here to the second chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And remember, we're in the 12th chapter now. But to refresh your memories, what was said in the second chapter? What the Lord God, Jehovah, told Ezekiel in the second chapter. And look at verse 3 here. It said, "And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. The briars and thorns be with thee, and thou doest well among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be as a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a most rebellious house." Here again, he reminder that he likens him to living among thorns and briars, even among scorpions. He said, don't fear them, don't be afraid of them, but speak my words. Speak the word of the Lord unto them. Chapter 3, again, in verse 4, "And he said unto me, Son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them." The word of the Lord. "For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel." He wasn't sent to a strange people with a strange language. He was sent to his own people, the Hebrew people who spoke Hebrew. Yeah. You and I aren't sent to Brazil or to Peru or to Africa. We're sent to here, to the United States of America. We're sent to Melbourne, Florida. We're sent to Palm Bay, Florida. We're sent to Rockledge. We're sent to Florida in the United States of America. People who speak our language. Not a strange people, not a strange language. We're to speak the word of the Lord. Verse 7, "But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted." Listen, if they don't hearken to the word that you speak, don't take it personal. Don't take it to heart. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the Lord. They're not listening to the word of the Lord. Verse 8, "Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces,
and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears. And go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, Thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. You see, he was just called to go speak the word of the Lord. And the chapter continues with the fact that he's to be a watchman. He's to be a watchman to the house of Israel. And he's to warn them. And if he warned them and they repent, then they repent. And he's done what he was supposed to do. If he does not warn them and they perish, their blood is upon his head. Speaks the same word to us. To us who are members of the Lord's church, and that's another message for another time. But he speaks that word. Listen. God speaks again and again to the unbelieving, to the rebellious. Time and again. Turn with me in comparison with these thoughts to the book of Luke. Book of Luke in chapter 16, and you probably know this account well. It's the account of the rich man and Lazarus. There are some that like to call it a parable. It's not a parable. He's naming a name here. He's naming names. It's not a parable. It's a true account. And you know, the rich man died. And Lazarus died. And Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died, and he lifted up his eyes in hell, being in great torment. Great torment. And he wanted Abraham to send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and that he might have a drop put on his tongue to cool, to get some kind of relief from that great torment that he was in the flames of hell. What did Abraham tell him? There's a great gulf that is fixed between. So great that even if I wanted to send him, he couldn't pass over yonder to you, nor you can come over to him. Just impossible. Verse 27. Then he said, that is the rich man in torment. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. You see, he didn't want his brethren to come there, and he knew that they were coming there if they didn't repent, just like he did. Verse 29, Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. They have the Old Testament writings of Moses and the prophets,
Let them hear them. That, what was Abraham saying to him? They have the word of the Lord from the mouth of Moses and from the mouth of the prophets. Let them hear the word of the Lord from the prophets.
And he said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." Notice what he says in verse 31. "And he said unto him," that is Abraham, "if they hear not Moses and the prophets," if they do not, will not hear the word of the Lord, "neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." And one did rise from the dead.
They would not hear the words of the Lord. They crucified the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, and he rose from the dead.
And they still will not believe. And so men and women today still will not believe. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews. One more here. The book of Hebrews in chapter 1. In verse 1. "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets," in times past, the Old Testament, even in our day and time, we can say in times past, he spoke through the prophets, "hath in these last days," the last days being ever since the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, came and dwelt among men, till this present time, "hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son."
We have the word of his Son. We have the gospel of Jesus Christ. How that he died according to the scriptures, was buried according to the scriptures, and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And to give proof that he rose again, he walked among his disciples
for 40 days upon the earth. And men will not believe. They are rebellious. And we live amongst briars and thorns and scorpions. We're not to be afraid of them, but to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen. His word. His word is trustworthy. You can believe it. You can trust it. It's so. It's I know it's so. The word of God came near me in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Made me alive in Christ Jesus. Changed my life. Give me a new course of life, a new path. I'm now living a life, living by faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. His word is trustworthy. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms in chapter 93. And look with me at verse 5. Psalms 93:5. Thy testimonies are very sure. How sure? Very sure. They are true. They're firm. They shall come to pass. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. The word of the Lord is very sure. You can trust it. The Lord said it. And He will do it. Turn with me to the 111th Psalm. Psalm 111. And look with me here at verse 7. The works of His hands are verity and judgment. All His commandments are sure. They are firm.
Amen.
They're going to come to pass. Look what Jesus said in the book of Luke. The book of Luke in chapter 21. Look at verse 23 in this chapter. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress of land, and wrath upon this people. And they fall by the edge of the sword. That don't seem like the verse I wanted. Nonetheless, it's true. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. I did write Luke 21:23. Huh?
Maybe verse 33.
That's what I want. Verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. In other words, his word, every word of his is going to be accomplished. Every word of this book is going to be accomplished. It's not going to pass away. Heaven or earth is going to pass away. That's part of his word. It's going to happen. The scoffers don't think it's going to happen. But it's going to happen. For the Lord said it would. How sure is it? Well, look at this. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 17. Wherefore, God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel. There's one thing. His counsel. It's immutable. It's unchangeable. Confirmed it by an oath. There's not thing number two. His word. His word is immutable. It is unchangeable. That by two immutable things, His counsel, His purpose,
and His Word. They are unchangeable, immutable, in which it was impossible. It's not even probable that God might lie. It's impossible for God to lie. That is, He is the essence of holiness. He can't lie. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. It is an anchor, steadfast and sure. Listen, that is more sure than the anchors on boats out here. And I've been in boats where the anchor was put down, it was sunk down to the bottom, and it wasn't very steadfast and sure. But God's Word is an anchor of the soul, steadfast and sure. It's not going to come loose. It's not going to drag along. It's anchored. Yes.
When we anchor our life in the Word of God, it is sure. It is steadfast and sure. It is coming to pass. That's why we have a steadfast hope. It's not a, well, I hope I get a bicycle for my birthday type of hope. No,
I know. I know the Lord's coming again. I know that one day I'm going to see Him face to face.
Not only do I know that, but you know, they say probably Job is the oldest recorded book in the Word of God, even predating Moses' books. But look with me at chapter 19 of the book of Job. And look what Job said.
Job chapter 19 and verse 25. And this is what Job knew. He said, "For I know. That no, he was persuaded. You weren't going to convince him otherwise. Because it was anchored in the Word of the Lord. It was steadfast and sure. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God." I'm going to die. I may die. I may be laid in the grave, and the skin worms may destroy this flesh. Yet I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Job was persuaded in the Word of the Lord, and you couldn't convince him otherwise, because he knew the Word of the Lord was sure and steadfast. Yes, God speaks again and again to the unbelieving and to the rebellious. They know not that His Word is trustworthy. But His Word is trustworthy. Do you believe that His Word is trustworthy?
Amen.
If you're saved, if you're born again, you should know that His Word is trustworthy. If we know it's trustworthy, that is, every word of His is trustworthy, then we ought to be actively proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ to men, women, boys, and girls. And what? Be strong and have a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Well, we got to close there this evening.